Oh, it's the podcast again.
Yes, it is.
We are still out in the city in Melbourne, and it's a Sunday morning.
Yep. There's children.
It's the cusp. It's cusp of the afternoon.
Mm. As the day wears on, there are more and more passers-by.
Yes. So yes.
We're in this sort of awkward situation where we'll be talking about something quite unspeakable.
Yeah, we'll be like feasting, and fire trucks, rainbows, and puppies.
So if it suddenly gets all weirdly conservative, you know it's not because we're afraid of upsetting Wes.
Yeah.
Because that has never worried us in the slightest.
You're not easily shocked, are you,
Wes? No, me Hazelhurst.
Adam, Scott, Toby, Wes, you know how this shit works if you've been listening long enough. And if this is your first time, I pity you.
Yeah.
Now, we've got a few heaps and heaps of talking poopy letters to get through.
Great. Love the letters. People actually take the time.
Well, no, it's quite nice, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, it's
quite nice.
And baffling.
Yeah.
It is baffling.
It's true what they say. Radio's an audience of one, you know, so it's... It's nice to know we're welcoming people's homes.
That's right.
Now, I did promise a letter that mentioned Jaspers, Thomas Jaspers.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yes.
Frequent contributor to the Poofcast.
And my housemate.
Flatmate of Scott Brennan. This letter mentions him in the PS. PS, Scotty, your flatmate is fucking hot.
I'm going to tell him.
That's great. You're now pimping out your household.
Yeah, great. Yep.
Here at Poofcast.
Yep.
The rest of it, though... harks back to a topic that I thought we had left behind. Hello, ladies of the Poofcast. My name is Bevan Bevanson the second.
Wow, yet to get a letter from Bevan Bevanson the first.
That was just because they misspelt it and we thought it was from Bevan Bevanson the fist. I'm writing to you today to discuss the topic of foreskin restoration.
Oh, not again.
That old chestnut.
Not again.
I thought it was a walnut. Oh, sorry.
No, that's the back end.
I recently completed a 2-year...
Oh, no, I preferred competing.
Competed,
oh,
yeah. In the world sentence. Foreskin championships.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the Olympics at Rio.
Yes. Dawn Fraser's.
I received a gold medal, which I promptly tied around my foreskin to stretch it out even further.
I think the last time we talked about this, you made so much fun of me, Toby. It never came up again.
Yeah. I thought I'd killed it. All right, come on, let's get back to it.
I recently completed...
It's obviously a fact of life, so let's talk about a little bit of dick.
Yeah, right. 2-year restoration on my duty.
Oh. Wow, was that like part of the course? Was that word, using that language?
It makes it sound like grand design.
Yeah. So you know. Can you kiss your mother with that mouth, Bevan? Jesus.
Duty.
It was a 2-year project. To save money, I'm project managing myself.
I love Kevin MacLeod just pointing at all the faults in your teeth. Oh, this foreskin restoration is a disaster. I think Carolyn Quinton hosts that, doesn't she? Foreskin
restoration. No, she hosts Foreskin Roadshow.
I prefer that one with the two teams.
Oh, Foreskin Hunt.
The red team and the kind of pinkish team.
Lots of lovely lolly.
And no points for the brown team. He was wondering, were there many poofs out there that have also considered restoring theirs?
Mm.
Or am I one of the very few? Wes has restored his by accident.
Was that in the letter or just a comment?
No, that's me.
Yeah. Oh, okay, right.
Thank God. Who are you?
I must admit, while the pain... Oh, this does not bode well. Ooh. The pain of 2 years of constant traction down in that area can be excruciating.
Hey, listen, I had braces for 2 years as a teenager, mate, so...
Jesus.
The results are very, very good.
Very, very good.
My partner of 14 years found it quite odd that this is something I chose to take on, but it was a topic quite close to my heart. Weirdly enough...
Well, actually about 2 feet from his heart.
Oh, no, give him a bit of credit.
Okay, all right, sure.
It could be Anthony Clear, it's 30 centimetres.
But after 14 years, wouldn't you be like, oh, great, new dick. Wow, it's like a breath of fresh air. Bring a little sparkle back into the relationship.
But does that mean for two years, no dick?
Oh,
it would be like a facelift, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you look younger, but somehow in amongst all that skin, like the old person is still
it's
kind
like he's
of
got Joan
out.
Rivers in his pants.
Yeah.
Have you seen the second Planet of the Apes movie?
No.
It's like they've spent
like
all...
I've seen the second 1970s.
Oh, no, the second new one.
Right, no.
They've spent all this money on computer animating these apes, so they have like emotions, like they're crying and it's really, it's heartbreaking. But they've spent no money on getting Felicity to have an emotion. Like, Kerry Russell's face is like flat. And suddenly a tear will just pop out of her eye. And it's like,
CGI. Where did
that come from?
It's actually it's just one of her old wounds weeping.
It's the weirdest thing. It's like, why have they spent all this money on the apes when they should have just hired an actress with the face that moved? It's weird. Anyway, so...
Yeah, it was Andy Serkis. Get her!
Yeah. Weirdly enough, I mentioned that I would have loved to have mine back when we met back when we were both 20 and he didn't mind, but he does now.
Oh, hang on.
He is also uncircumcised.
So does that mean that he wants to...
He said, like, he'd wanted to get it done for the last, 14 years, and now he's had it done, and now the boyfriend's thingy with it.
He wants the old dick back.
He is also uncircumcised.
Well, after... And it's happened.
Yeah.
Well, too bad.
He says, a bit late.
It's not about him again. It always comes back to the same
thing. Oh, God. This is why there are problems in your relationship, fellas.
It's about what you want.
He says, I realise this will bring up the great foreskin debate, but should I tell him to grow the fuck up?
Yes.
And do poofs prefer one way or the other?
Don't mind.
I would seriously love your question. Input. It is an age-old question.
It is.
It is quite a process to go through.
2 years is a big commitment.
Also,
to put your dick in calipers.
Yeah. Like that is a... Move your legs, Katie. I'm so sick of this.
Fuck, Forrest. Fuck.
Obviously, Wes, I think you're right. I don't think it's about the boyfriend. I think it's about what he wants.
Yeah. Well, also, I'm sorry to this person, but your boyfriend, I know you've been together a long time, but also sounds like a bit of a dick by going, you've gone through 2 years of this, and now your boyfriend's giving the impression he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
I think...
A little bit of support, please.
Yeah.
Oh, look, to play devil's advocate and be on the boyfriend's side for 1 second, it's a big change. Like, it's a, it's an important part of the relationship right there.
But fundamentally, does it really change much?
No, but it's, change is difficult, full stop. Like, no one liked the second Darren on Bewitched. It was...
it's very true.
They had to bring back the other Becky on Roseanne eventually. Like, change is a difficult process.
Lucy and Neighbours.
Yes, yeah. Some people find it hard to deal with change.
Although all of these were Neighbours. Great foreskins.
Yeah.
That is true. I don't know if it is a big change, to be honest.
I'm viewing it as, a change of the leadership of the Liberal Party. I mean, it's still a dick.
Yeah. It's not broken. Like, it hasn't turned into a dishwasher or something. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, it still does what it does. You can still, essentially use it for the same purposes.
The one thing that you never get back is your sensitivity. Like, it doesn't matter how much you manipulate the skin and do all that kind of thing.
And also...
35 years of having...
You keep saying this, Adam, but it's not like being circumcised turns it into...
Like a lump of coal.
Yeah, exactly. There's still nerve endings there.
It still works.
Do you know what I mean? It still works.
My issue
but
with it,
not
though,
as well.
Yeah. You wouldn't know. Yeah. You would not know.
How well does it have to work?
I've,
I mean, like,
I've seen people smash it into all sorts of things. I'm like, doesn't that? Oh, okay, I guess it doesn't.
It's just it's not so much a knob, it's just a nugget of scar tissue.
But that can also be a good thing.
It can, yes, yeah. It's
it
handy
opens
around the
up
house.
Other options,
like nailing things in and opening
stubbies.
Bottles. Yeah. No, but my thing with the rest of the whole restoration thing is the cutting off of the glands, the because
the glands is the whole head.
No, but the glands that secrete the kind of lubricant.
Oh, yes. The dick cheese.
Yeah, well, yes, yeah. The dairy soft producer. because you'll never get that back, and I reckon it's a different ball game, like a foreskin. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Mrs. Slocum over there. So, but I think because that's what I would want. I would want that.
that
lubricant.
Back.
Yeah, so it wouldn't matter if I, you know, restored my foreskin. The main part of
the
what
goo
I would
doesn't
want.
Come out anymore.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm just sick of fucking.
That's
know,
why
dry
you
skin.
Need the new handy.
Yeah.
Now with felt lubricator.
Well, you can have like a kind of, you know, like tubes through it and like a beer hat with lubricant in it and just kind of press a button and it.
That lubricant doesn't do that much.
No, but it's enough to make a difference.
Yeah.
And that's what I would want back.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, the sock. The skivvy.
I just don't. Why can't we just go with, you know, vive la difference?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Let's just celebrate the differences that we all have. Like,
even though
once had no foreskin, now he does. Like, it's a
yeah,
thing.
I don't see it as that big a deal in this relationship.
Yeah, because it's not gonna change the way it works.
Yeah,
at all.
Yeah, it's not kind of like, you know, you don't love me. You've got a foreskin. You never take the rubbish out anymore.
I mean, frankly, after 14 years in a relationship, you're having sex what like twice a year.
Yeah.
So.
You know.
Yeah, maybe they need new sheets.
Maybe just cut a sheet with a different hole in it.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
Ooh, Laura Ashley tonight.
That's right. You can get now just stencil like some of your favourite books on the side of it.
I have this vision of you having sex with a sheet with a hole in it, but it's like a burqa. Heat's trying to fuck you in the eye.
Stop it! That hardly ever happens. Never.
But yeah, I think it's it. Yeah, is there something more going on in the relationship?
Wow.
With the,
I'm interested in this guy's grand design 2-year project. Like, did he like buy
yeah,
a program,
yeah.
or did he just sort of weigh into it himself? Or
from what I understand, is yeah, there are weights involved.
But did he just make it up as he went along, or did he get a kit off the internet or something? Or
maybe he had it done medically,
like
by a doctor.
Does Fernwood have a special program now that you can get like 2 spin classes?
Yeah, it's like foreskin boot camp. It's like Tuesday and a Thursday morning.
Yeah, yeah. Is there like a thing, you know, is it like Pilates and dick stretching or something? Is like, was there a program? How did he go about this?
If you've had your dick stretched, can you please write and tell us?
Yeah.
Because Toby wants to
know. Oh, there
actually
is that documentary. I watched it the other day. What is it? And the guy was like, proposed to this woman on... at the football in America on the screen, like, you know, when they film on the screen.
Yes.
And she said no, and the reason was because his dick was too small.
Oh.
And so he did this whole documentary about
getting it bigger.
Trying to figure, going around the world and going, how can he make his dick bigger?
Wow.
And it's this kind of journey he went on, and he interviewed all his old girlfriends and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, that really is kind of like, I haven't quite been embarrassed enough. I've got to just really hammer this one.
Yeah,
like to say no on the big screen. No, because your dick's too small. Like, you know, the Super Bowl, here's that.
But I think that's... I mean, the first half of it is him kind of going to actually ask people, like, is it? Because he's going, what is the right size and all that kind of stuff. And then he finds out, yes, it actually is too small, apparently.
Oh.
And so, yeah, there's like Toby's face is just going, you're talking about straight people, stop it. that's I don't know where that's going, but there's look it up, check it out. It's actually a really good documentary.
But that's just dick size, that's not foreskin. Does he do his foreskin as well?
No, but it is dick size, but it's related because it's about stretching. He does this, he goes... to an Asian country,
yeah.
And does the? By the way, I just stood.
He's
up
just stood
I'm
up for show. That's what he's going to do.
Clearly, there are no kids walking past.
But
right.
I'm watching. Attaches weights to the ground and then lifts it like tries. But we're talking like weights.
Right? Oh, like a 5-kilo barbell.
Like more. Yeah.
Well, he's got like a whole like 4-door mini.
I'm lifting a Tarago with my cock.
But surely that would
hurt.
Well, it would hurt, but also I'm thinking you've probably... Because you know how the penis gets erect by filling up kind of cells
like
with blood? Yeah. Surely that would just make the cells bigger and like
that's
stretch
how those,
and make,
you
but
know, those
make
Swedish
getting
pumps.
An erection harder to get.
Well, you still get an erection. It's just one of those spongy ones.
Right.
You know those dick pumps? The Swedish dick pump thing? Everyone just looked around when I said Swedish dick pumps.
No. It's because you said spongy ones. And I just thought of one resting by a sink. Hang on, just give this a wipe.
Have you ever, like, felt one of those ones where you go... is that as hard as it gets? And you realise, yeah. Oh, that is as hard as it gets.
Yeah.
Like the showers that aren't particularly growers.
Oh, yes, yep.
And they just get a
and
bit hard
and then sometimes
in the
you
middle.
Get ones where that are just so fucking rock hard. You think, how do you... That's fucking... That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's full on. Like that's concrete. Like iridium.
Is this going to pop?
Yeah.
Mine, turn it off. Turn it off.
Mine gets like that. And really? It worries me that I'm going to break out of it.
Really? Like a butterfly coming out of a cocoon.
Yeah, just, it's like it's like Winnie the Pooh in a t-shirt. Particularly large, but it just, yeah, it feels wow. like
it's but and powerful.
I have busted the end bit off once or twice.
What, like, just like drop to the floor?
No. People without foreskins grabbing onto it and thinking it goes all the way back. Yeah. And I'm like, no, it doesn't go back that far. Yeah. Oh, now I'm jetting blood into your eyes. Sorry.
But we all get to look forward to the photo gallery attached to this,
yes.
this week's podcast.
There's going to be no photos on this
By the way, but you know that letter about yeah. where it all began? You know, and it started off with a PS to Thomas Jaspers. Is it the same letter?
Yeah. Right.
So it's a guy talking about him and his boyfriend.
And the 14-year relationship and how there are problems in the 14-year relationship.
PS, yes. Thomas Jaspers is really hot.
Right, we know your game.
Yeah, what's going on?
We know your game. Yeah. Thomas would probably do it, though. Just saying.
Yeah, he'd throw anything up there. With some sand for grip. let's move on to this letter because it's a quick one. Hi, guys. My question is, what's a great idea for a first date and what's the best date you've ever gone on? Cheers! Sent from my iPad.
Oh. What, your iPad? No, are you writing letters?
No, Bevan's iPad.
Oh, Bevan. Okay. First date. God.
Bevan didn't Toby's sign the letter.
Toby's just gone, I haven't gone on a first date in 15 years.
Okay, so
who is this perky asshole? Okay, so my question for you is, what is the great first date and what's the best first date you've ever been on?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Why Dexter hasn't been on television for 30 years, hun.
Why do people write to us when Toby's just going to be a cunt?
Yeah. I think you just answered the question.
I don't know what it is about our podcast that makes you think we have any kind of expertise in dates. Like,
hey,
you know.
I've got a few. I've had a number
of people have had experience of your date, but that doesn't mean...
No. What I'm saying
you
is...
You haven't been out to a candlelight dinner. You have done is you've knocked on the chipboard door at Circus.
No. I've been on a lot of first dates. It's actually getting to the second date that's the problem. All right?
Yeah, once you've had a double-ended dildo at the end of the first date, where else is there to go? The zoo?
Yeah. Like I've regrown my foreskin in the space of one date. I'm crap at dates, though. I'm really crap at them.
Same. I haven't been on one for years. Mm. And then when I did go on one, the guy told me that I was eating my Korean food wrong.
Really?
What? I was like, well...
Were you shoving up your nose?
He was shelving
anything.
It.
I was like kind of mixing the different food, like you mix food. He's like, I can't believe you're mixing food. Well, like, I can't believe you're still sitting here. So
was he Korean?
No.
But he decided just he really was the arbiter of Korean. Yeah, like, really you can't quite. Put your kimchi in your bibimbap. That's a disaster.
I love that it's not bibimbap, but I love
it. Yeah, bibimbap.
Kimchi in your bibimbap. Bibimbap.
He sounds like the kind of cunt that reads broadsheet and then just decides that no, that's not how you do it. You know, Thai don't use chopsticks as well.
Is it daggy to do like tram restaurant stuff or like touristy things on first dates?
Oh no, I'm more interested in the Korean now.
No.
All right. Okay. Here's a theory. I'm quite unqualified.
Because Toby just went to Korea.
I did.
And Wes lived there for a year. So
we know heaps about Korea.
Wes lived in Korea for a year, and some asshole on a date is telling him how to eat the food.
Honestly, exactly.
Wow. Did you say that to him?
I mean it, no, because I'm a nice person.
What? When?
No,
on a date.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
Okay. My last date was my breakfast date that ended up. Now I'm been in a relationship for 6 months.
Yeah, wow.
I just think a first date is just.
Did you have a breakfast date?
Yeah, we had breakfast.
But how did that was it an online? Are we meeting up for breakfast thing?
It was it was on the Grindery thing. What is it? The Growl? One of those fucking four. You know, there's 400 of them.
Yeah.
Realestate.com.
Yeah, that was it. And he'd come to my show the night before, and We'd talked before, even though he lived in Sydney. We'd talked before when I was in Melbourne. Just you know, sometimes you find people from interstate and chat to them. And we went on this date for breakfast, had lunch sex, and then we've never been in a relationship ever since.
Wow,
that's how that works.
Wow. See, I think there's a clue here. I reckon don't try too hard with a first date.
Yeah.
Just do something. Just go for a walk or have a coffee. Or
I was going to say, does it have to involve food or beverages?
Yes.
Don't go to the movies. Because if anyone... Don't.
Because there's a school of thought that you... But you've got something to talk about.
Well,
and
And
you can...
But then again, if you're...
That's like a four-hour commitment.
Yeah.
And also... 2 hours of movie and then an hour of maybe talking about it.
Also, if you've been in a 14-year relationship, then you go to a movie. So you've got something to talk
about. Yeah, sure.
If it's a first date, you should have...
First date, because if
you've got nothing to talk about,
if you invite someone to the movies, what you're essentially saying to them is... I want to spend time with you. I just want you to shut up and sit in the dark for 2 hours.
Yeah, I want a gobby in the dark.
Thank you for that.
Shut up and get to work, bitch.
Just ignore the Adam Sandler in the background.
Oh, then there's that whole thing of like, oh, are we going to say seen it? No, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I told my friend Andrew I'd see that with him, so I can't go to that. Ugh. Yeah. That annoys me too. People who have bagged movies with you, like... Going with you is the most important thing in the world.
We're going to see that movie because we're going to go see it together.
Going to see a movie doesn't say that. To me, going to see a movie says we're going to go and see a movie so that the hour after the movie we've got something to talk about other than our boring selves. Won't start talking about your bad relationship you just left, and I won't start talking about my renovations.
Start talking about renovations and he starts talking about the relationship he just left, then neither of you want to hear about that.
No second
then
date.
That's a big sign to not go on that second date.
Yeah.
But if you go to the movie and talk about the movie, then you'll go on the second date and then those conversations will come up and you're like, I've wasted a date.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See, I didn't
there's
think
nothing
about
worse
that.
Than a wasted date. Face it.
Or Scott Brennan has never wasted
his date.
My date is wasted. I can tell you that, yeah.
See, I hadn't considered that a bad date is just as productive as a good date.
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't thought about that.
Bad date is very important.
So what about the difference between going to a movie and then, say, going to a band?
Band is difficult because it's so loud.
Yeah.
But if you're both into the band, that's fine.
Well, like, one of the nicest, you know, it was only one date because it was the 5 in 5 that I did because the guy kept farting. That's why. But,
That was like 18 conversations.
I know.
Truncated into a sentence.
Anyway, I know it was. Yeah. Anyway,
but when has people farting ever been a problem for you?
Oh, when it was
like whales. That's how you communicate.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's right. You went on 5 dates. Yes.
Yeah, in 5 weeks for charity. And yeah, the charity was they said yes to the date. one of the dates was he said let's just go for a walk, and we met by the Yarra. It was a really beautiful day, and we just walked along the Yarra. And chatted, and that was a really
That's
nice.
Quite normal.
That was
did
a nice.
Did you end up having a moment behind the tree?
No. Because he was the guy who saw me light up and went, "Nah, you smoke. Nah, fuck it. No." And literally went.
He farted.
Me. Yeah, and then he kept farting.
He gave you a game
really
show.
Badly. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, no. So he was complaining about you fouling the air.
Yeah, that yet. This was my beef. I was like, fucking hell, that's like a bowler right now. And you're worried about
I came up with the funniest joke the other day.
Go on.
Are you ready? What did the comedian say when another comedian got Ebola?
What?
How do you get that?
So true.
It's funny because it's true.
So
true.
Because we would want any gig that some other comedians got, even if it's shit.
Yeah.
I quite like the idea of a walk because there's still... I'm a big fan of having external stimulus.
Yes.
You can still... Like when the, you know, just conversations just dry up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
and then you go, oh, look at that duck.
Look at the duck. Oh, a canoe. Or it's nice weather today. Or, you know...
Gosh, those people look more interesting than you. Yeah.
You know what? I think if it's going to be something, if it's going to turn into more than... You know, one date, then you shouldn't need any stimulus. You shouldn't need a movie. You shouldn't need trees or farting.
I can disagree a little bit, though.
A little bit?
Because what if, I mean, some people just have a bit of a social anxiety to start off with.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
If I went on a date, I'm not, like, I would have a bit of a, not a panic attack, but I'm just going,
clutching your teddy and sobbing quietly.
Mummy needs a blankie.
Don't have trouble getting along with people generally, but I think in that scenario, I probably get a little bit anxious, and so I'd need... I don't know. I kind of wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
I would overcompensate is what I would do.
Mm. I overcompensate.
Like, oh, my God, I'm amazing. Come and see my show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do that.
Yeah.
But then...
I guess it kind of depends where you know them from, too. Like, say, a lot of relationships start at work, for instance. Yes. So you've probably got a certain amount of commonality you can trade off there.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, maybe if you both work at, I don't know, the chip shop.
Call center.
The chip shop.
You can go to the chip convention shop. Or yeah, something, you know.
Okay. You really need to work on your examples, Toby.
It's a potato convention. Do you want to come? We're learning why it's called potato cakes in Melbourne and potato scallops in Sydney. It's a really interesting but I guess seminar.
It'd be like Chips 2014. Chips 14, the potato-licious. Sam, boy, oh boy, it's going to be a big one.
I can't believe how much filth we've been talking today. We've been talking about foreskins and fisting, and the biggest laugh is about a chip shop.
And the chip convention.
The chip convention.
We've got some great new flavours this season.
Yeah.
We've got balsamic vinegar and sea salt.
Do you know what it's actually not too? When I remember my nan asking me when I was a young boy, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I said, work in a fish and chip shop.
You see?
there's fish and chip people out there.
See?
Yeah, right.
It's a thing. It's
I
a
love
real
the fish and chip shop. Yeah. My local fish and chip shop make their own potato cakes.
Really?
Oh, it's the best.
I prefer a potato cake over a chip, yeah, I have to say.
They're much better.
Wow, we're really digging.
Do you know where the
big issues today?
We've completely confused the people of Sydney, where they're called potato scallops and you can never get them anywhere.
Oh,
yeah. But the potato cakes on Platform 4 at Flinders Street are the best.
Oh, and yeah.
Platform 1, boring. Platform
oh, really?
4, awesome.
Oh, wow. South really? Side of the station.
It's because they're drenched in fat.
Well, I think the Platform 4 ones, because all the trains go to Werribee and Upfield.
This is how Adam and I get along and generally converse. This is what we talk about.
Is this your first date? This literally is the chip shop conversation.
This is the chip shop.
Oh, my God,
see?
Toby. You
see?
Were right. You were
Who's
right.
laughing now? Who's laughing now?
But I think they sell more, so there's heaps more goes through the oil, and they clean the oil more frequently.
Oh, Olympic Euros.
Oh, Olympic Euros.
Every time Adam and I, one of us goes to Sydney, we take a photo of Olympic Euros where we get souvlakis and send it to each other.
And chicken wingdings.
This is a thing.
See? Slices of pizza at 4 a.m.
The chip shop is a great place to...
Hey,
there you go. So the answer to your question, you what's the best first date?
We
go to
well
a chip shop.
We answered that question.
I reckon breakfast. Like, instead of, you know... Because I had quite a lot of success on my breakfast date. But if you go on a breakfast date, A, you're going to find out whether they're inherently late to everything.
Yeah.
Because people are always late for breakfast. And, you know, people make an effort to make
was
it on
late?
Time for... Nah.
Were you?
Nah. We're both,
match made in heaven.
We're walking distance from the cafe we
went
to. But no, you know, like it's like breakfast is something that is hard to get to if you've got a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say breakfast, no booze, which is probably a good thing.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to muddy the waters or drink too
you're
much.
You're not
going to
get drunk and then
or...
pork like crazy and then the next day go, was he even any good?
Yeah.
And if
yeah.
you do, it's a fabulous kind of, I've had a champagne breakfast and I'm having a fabulous time.
Time to sober up and go to work the next day.
Yeah.
Also, you can say things like, you know, you can have a pretend plan like,
I've got to go to
Nana's dying. I've got to go get my foreskin replaced. Yeah, something like that.
My shift at the chip shop starts at midday.
Really? I work at a chip shop too.
Oh, let's get married.
We should go to the chip convention.
Go to the chip convention. Chips 14 is on.
And it works because rather than at night time, because you're not going to have a pretend thing to go to at 10 p.m. And it sounds a bit boring to go, oh, I've got to go home because I've got to get up to go to work.
Yeah.
Whereas, I love the daytime.
The breakfast
thing.
Day.
The breakfast.
And also
breakfast at Fish and Chip Shop, Delish Fish in Port
Melbourne. Oh, my God. Okay.
But if it's going really well, you can also spin it out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can have a long breakfast
or
go and have another coffee.
Or go and have lunchtime sex.
Let's go to the beach.
Yes.
Yeah, you can do all lunchtime sex. But you can do all sorts of stuff. Yeah. And breakfast also, you know, sometimes you go out for dinner and you have that ordering anxiety.
Yeah.
You never really have that at breakfast. It's
because,
I'm going to have the omelette.
Yep.
Or I'm going to have the eggs. Or the other eggs. All those other eggs with the things on it.
And it's busy and there's distractions and, you know.
And go to the buffet at the Victoria
Hotel. Go to the buffet at the Victoria Hotel. $12. $12.
But wait, is a buffet breakfast a bad idea? Because then you kind of... Because when I go to a buffet breakfast, it's not...
On a day.
Toby was having anxiety at the buffet breakfast because he thought people were judging how much he was getting on his...
I was having toilet paper anxiety at the buffet breakfast about people watching how much I'm eating.
And he had a bread and butter plate. Like, there's not much you can put on there.
Yeah,
I had a whole dinner plate full of pancakes and hash browns.
I went back again, but I made sure I got a big plate, even though I put a small amount on it because I wanted to get my money for it.
You had some bacon air.
Yeah.
Buffet strategies.
No, I wouldn't go on a date to a buffet. I think that's...
No, that's a bad idea.
That's a minefield.
But I think we've got this whole first date thing wrapped up. I didn't even realise breakfast...
Breakfast.
For a first date is a great idea.
It's a bad idea. Why are we all so lonely?
You're just lonely because you've been in a relationship for 15 years.
Or is it just because we can't really think outside the square? Like, if we were, young, the old days, you know, at Circuit right now, would we, which is the game.
Our first date. You know, let's go to the Peel and have meth. Come on, that's our first date.
Let's smoke ice for our first date.
What do kids do? You know how kids are always shacking up now really quickly. What are they doing for dates? Do kids go on dates
now? I think they get on the Tinder.
I think they probably just fuck first.
Bi-curious Tinder.
Bi-curious Tinder.
I don't think kids go.
Well, I can't. Well, there's a guy that I've sort of been hanging out with.
When you say hanging out, do you mean he's been hanging out of your anus?
Yeah, hanging out from.
I've been hanging out of his, actually.
Oh my god, born again top. What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hang on, it's taking a turn now.
All right. Okay.
Let's all touch on the tram. What?
God.
No, I've just found myself just being a bit of a... I know. You're all looking at
me like I've just told you
that you're a lesbian.
I know. Is that
because you're hosting the chip convention in your anus?
Yes, that's right. No room. It's just that salt and vinegar stings. That's all. I don't know. I'm just going through a bit of a phase, I guess.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Do you use... you've also got that machine.
I do have that machine, yes.
Prostate machine.
Oh, do you pop that in when you go...
No, only use it the once. Was
this a big thing, or did it just sort of happen?
It's just sort of happened.
Goodness.
Is it because you couldn't be bothered douching anymore?
A little. sometimes.
I've
sometimes,
long maintained
like,
that the perpetual bottom eventually has to get sick of that routine.
It's very boring. And also, but also kind of like if I've been out all day and I haven't been home before going out, like I've been out or been working, whatever, and then I go out and I say, oh, God, I'm all just sort of sweaty and I'm not interested in that.
I don't want to clean that up.
Yeah. Yeah, because it takes a while.
It does.
Yeah. I'm
a process.
Run out of
you know those high-pressure hoses that they clean the market with at the end of the day?
He has to go to the 24-hour car wash.
Yeah. Just me crouching over a grill. don't use the gun.
He's got to call the fire department.
She's in the car spa.
Drive through douching where you're just hanging your bum out the car window. This is amazing. Oh, and some little work for the doll bastard. It's worst job ever.
You think you can get those dog wash? They have like a dog wash at the car wash.
Jim's douching.
I'd just like to see Scott up on all fours.
Alright, let's get him up on the rack. Come on. That's a great idea. There's a gap in the market there.
Literally.
That's what we could call it. Gap in the market.
Gap in the market.
Drive through douching.
So you've become a toll.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
I was going to stop this podcast, but this became all exciting.
I know.
Now.
But the thing is, like, we met on, Grindr or something.
I started following it.
And we've sort of met a couple of times and sort of been chatting. And, like, he came over the other night. We didn't even have sex. We played Scrabble.
What is happening to you?
I don't
you
know.
Did you pull the letters out of your ass?
No, like, I don't. Yeah, just like... How many? Yeah, three.
I've got all X's again.
Oh, God.
This might be a P. I can't tell. It's covered in shit.
Hang on. This one's an E. No, it's not actually a tile. It's an E. Right?
It's been up there for a month.
Yeah. Oh, God. I popped that.
Oh, no. That's a piece of Lego. I'll put that back in.
Yeah. And it's only the last maybe 3 or 4 weeks that's happened.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't had an up the bum in a while.
How are you finding it? Is it weird?
Well, I think the bum hole's just where it always is.
Yeah. Well, I've always kind of done it. But, you know, never. But, you know, I've kind of been getting into it. Like, I'm not a power top by any stretch of the imagination.
Stretch of anything.
No, yeah.
I've always said it was a bit of a waste of that ridiculous penis of yours.
Let's just, you know, but like, you know, you just pop it. I don't hammer away. I just pop it in and jiggle it around a bit,
like a tea bag.
Yeah.
How's but your like, Earl Grey?
But like herbal tea, where you just leave the bag in. You know?
You just dunk your lemon and ginger and go back to business for a few hours.
I'm really selling myself as a top, aren't I? It is great.
I feel sorry for those people that have just ordered food over there.
Oops.
Goodness gracious.
And,
well,
and
there
so
you go.
Many revelations. Coupled with the fact that I've had this prostate massage, I think, for about a week and a half. And I've only used it once. I don't know what's going on. I think I'm going through a bit of a sea change.
Yeah, I
you're having anal menopause.
I am. Yeah. My diver Dan's swapped around. Yeah.
Is what's his equipment like?
It's okay, but he's actually got the best ass you've ever seen in your life. And because you know I like a rim.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes. I do like to chow down on a body.
on a body. On a body.
On a clean, smooth body. And he's got a clean, smooth body.
How old is it?
Oh, about as old as the rest of you.
Yay!
Like, actually, it hasn't been replaced.
Actually, a couple of years older just from wear and tear. He's 26.
Right. Yeah, they're really tasty, those ones.
Yeah. I'm 42.
The freshly plucked fruit.
Yeah.
Is that literally half your age?
Yeah.
No, I'm 16 years older than him.
46, 42.
Wes was never good at the maths.
So I caught kind of at a very not a very long stretch of the imagination. Could be his father.
Yeah, totally.
I was tote spaffing by 16. But if
his mum cleaned herself with one of your towels.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. If his mum had worked on renovating upstairs at Circuits.
That's a callback to last week.
Yeah. Yes. So, you know, I go to the chow and then it's like, well, you know, I'm here now.
Seems a shame to waste a trip.
Exactly.
It's already slippery.
And it's pretty nice back there. Yeah, it's quite good.
It's pretty nice. Like it's a holiday nice house. Yeah. Like it's nice down there. It's nice. It's nice.
Like he's had a nice patio put on the back of it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's nice out there. It's nice.
No, it's good out the back with the pergola.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. It's not too far to travel and, you know, there's a nice chip shop around the corner.
I've never seen you look this shy before.
I know,
but
I don't think it's like, you know, I haven't changed my spots.
No.
I'm just, you know, expanding my repertoire.
Yeah. Gosh, you're never too old, are you?
You're never too old.
It just shows you were never too old to, you know, join a book club or start topping.
Yeah.
I'm like that. Like, I was, you know.
You joined a book club?
Yeah, I joined a book club and became quite the bottom. What is with us? We keep swapping signs.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, Thomas Jaspers and I keep saying that we keep swapping ages because he sits at home watching TV, eating chips on the couch, and I go out and, you know, rooting this 26-year-old and all this kind of stuff. Like, maybe it's a midlife crisis. Maybe that's what's happening.
I think you've been having that for about 14 years.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Whenever that long-term relationship of yours broke up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's been going on since then.
I don't know if it's a midlife crisis or just another adolescence that's happening.
I think
happening.
It's just Scott Brennan.
It's just me.
Oh, that's really lovely, Scott.
Yes, that is
it's
quite
nice.
Nice
to hear about your digestive.
That's
biscuit.
Yes. I think you're right, though. A lot of it has got to do with laziness. It's so much easier being a top.
Oh, yeah.
So much easier.
I know. You have to. There's so much preparation involved in getting it up the other
always been one.
The blouse.
Yes, the blouse.
What about blouse?
Where's the blouse?
The feminine top. Just the feminine top.
Yeah. Great.
Oh, dear. Well, we should wrap this one up. And I want to hear more about the career, though.
Oh, okay. Holiday stories are boring, but I'll try and...
No, I want to hear about it.
We'll try and truncate it.
All right.
Next
episode of the podcast is all about Korea.
Tight.
Adios.